The Australian Medical Association has called for a real-time national register of firearms to help reduce gun violence. Australia has some of the toughest gun laws in the world, but some still manage to get their hands on illegal weapons. Connie Agius looks at how criminals obtain or even make their own firearms in Australia.
The problem with any gun registry is that it doesn't track weapons that are illegally assembled in Australia. Police say criminals are getting more sophisticated with how they obtain or create weapons. New technologies such as 3D printers are being used in the illegal weapons trade. I sat down with Chief Inspector Wayne Hoffman, a ballistics expert in the New South Wales Police Force.
What we're looking at the moment is a 3D printer handgun. And it's a revolver that we've created on a 3D printer, made out of plastic filament, and it's capable of discharging a 320 32 caliber ammunition, small arms ammunition cartridge. And tests that we have done, and I've got before me here, will show to you that it can discharge a bullet which will enter a human body at a depth of 14 centimetres, which could inflict a lethal wound upon a human being.
Why are the police interested in 3D printed handguns?
Mainly for research, for us to download and create firearms so we're able to identify if we seize them off criminals, and also to look at the parts that make up that firearm so we can identify them in criminal investigations. We find a lot of people call this an emerging trend, and we go with that. We haven't seen a lot of these happening, but there's plans around. People can access things, 3D printers. We want to keep on top of it.
Some 3D printed handguns have been seized in Queensland, and organised crime groups are relying on other unconventional methods. They're increasingly importing gun parts and accessories through international mail, which are then locally assembled to make illicit firearms. Chief Inspector Wayne Hoffman again.
Probably one of our most recent incidents was Strike Force Maxworthy, which saw the importation, illegal importation, of Glock pistols, which were mailed into the country. And they were disassembled by the criminals, and the barrels and the top slides and the frames were mailed in different packages. And then once received here in Australia, they were put together, assembled very easily, and then used in crime. In that particular case, I believe at least was over 100 firearms.
Police say all homemade weapons are dangerous and a threat to the community. Chief Inspector Wayne Hoffman says there is one do-it-yourself method that they're increasingly concerned about.
At this current moment, more of the threat is the homemade firearms, not 3D printer firearms. That is replica pistols that have been made to fire, modified, and other items which are assembled in the form of a gun to discharge a bullet. So we find we're getting more of that into the laboratory at the moment. People making homemade firearms and putting together parts and using printers put their life in danger. There is no inspection, there is no quality, and they're putting themselves in a very dangerous situation by using them.
Chief Inspector Wayne Hoffman's point of view is supported by the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission. The organisation's CEO, Chris Dawson, says they're keeping an eye on these emerging trends across Australia.
We've traced 1,000 handguns that are conventionally produced, you know, by gunsmiths and manufactured by people that have some metalworking skills in which they can put composite parts together. It's not easy, and they're not by any means anywhere near the standard of a professional firearm manufacturer.
The Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission CEO, Chris Dawson, ending that report from Connie Agius.